Hey there, this is Nick Good here. Welcome to the call. How to deal with the world gone crazy. Well, isn't that a subject, huh? Doesn't it appear to be that way? So, we got a lot to go through tonight, so I'm not going to take in any questions. I'm just going to power into it and just briefly run over what we're going to be talking about. So, number one, how to instantly disconnect from fear and overwhelm. Fear and overwhelm is plague epidemic proportions right now in the world. Most of the people, the clients, individuals I'm dealing with on a daily basis in one way or another are experiencing some kind of anxiety and a feeling of overwhelm as circumstances, the way things appear to be in the world, increase. And the impact that has on individuals, little old me, trying to deal with it all. So that's a very, very useful strategy to be able to understand and utilize. How to supercharge your holistic batteries whenever you feel like it. That sounds good. Plugging into the juju at will so we can really power forth on our missions and purpose in this life. Seeing the world for what it truly is and understanding why. Well, how about a bit of enlightened wisdom, an enlightened perspective on reality to help us deal with it all? That sounds like a really good thing as well. Discover why you don't fit and truly live your soul purpose. Most of you people listening to this, I would imagine, are kind of like the black sheep, the odd ones out, the ones that don't really fit. Your friends and family might think you're a little strange for all your spiritual leanings and persuasions. Well, you're going to find out why you don't fit and how to really live that soul purpose, the mission you're here to embody. And then last of all, aligning yourself with eternal currents of bountiful prosperity and infinite supply and have all your needs met. Well, that sounds good. And that just is a natural consequence of living life in a natural way. When you're aligned with the underlying essence of creation, of course all your needs are met. It's the way of nature. So this is all a really, really, really good news. So we're going to be going through a lot of other stuff as well. But right now, I'm going to deal with each of those things I just mentioned there in detail. So, how to instantly disconnect from fear and overwhelm? Well, the main thing we need to do is to change our physiological state, our physiological response to any situation. Everything that's going on, apparently, is going on around us, has an impact on the physical body in terms of the chemicals that are released into the bloodstream. What happens when we perceive situation or circumstances as frightening in any way, shape or form, that may mean from a mild stress situation, which is a form of anxiety, into full-blown anxiety attacks. Most people are living in a state where they're sympathetic side of their central nervous system, which is the fight, flight, fright response side. The sympathetic side is engaged. It's activated. It's turned on all the time, 24/7, regardless of whether they're hanging out in a hammock or they're driving through, very busy traffic situation. Whatever it is, most people living in the modern material world, in modern civilization, are stuck in sympathetic dominant mode. This is the fight-flight response, so some level of adrenaline and cortisol is being released into your bloodstream. If that is the case, it is corrosive, stressful, extremely detrimental to your health, especially over time. But the worst thing is it keeps you in this kind of like survival mode, this mild to high level anxiety where you feel that your survival is threatened. It's very much a physiological, animalistic response to an environment that is not conducive to survival. So this is the simple facts of life, the simple biological facts of life. So we can be reading all the philosophy and self-help and whatever we're doing, if we don't disengage this sympathetic response and increase the parasympathetic response in our central nervous system, we're not going to get anywhere. And so the easiest, fastest, and most effective way that I want to share with you today how to deal with that is something called alternate nostril breathing. Using your breath in a very particular way, a very specific way, in order to disengage the sympathetic response of the central nervous system and activate the parasympathetic, so you feel more peaceful, more calm, and you actually have a completely different set of chemicals running through your bloodstream, therefore affecting your hormones, your endocrine system, your glandular secretions, and all of your cells being flooded by the corresponding neurotransmitters, which allow you to relax and your body to enjoy far greater levels of health and sense of well-being, because this tension has been disengaged and this biochemical cocktail has been shifted into something much, much more, much more enjoyable. And the physiology that we need in order to have a foundation, a platform from which to live an extraordinary life. No superhero, spiritual warrior, or any genuine world reformer who is the real deal is running around in this stress state with this sympathetic central nervous system activated, trying to make, you know, real changes like that, because you're just making the situation worse. You have to physiologically embody a solution, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. So we're talking about a very basic fundamental thing here. So I'm going to show you how to do this. Alternate nostril breathing, Anuloma Viloma, the old Sanskrit word for it. Now, it's a yogic breathing technique. You may have heard of it. You may have done it at yoga classes. But how often do you do it? Are you doing it multiple times every day? This is the big thing, you see. You have to actively keep resetting your central nervous system, because we're living in a world that triggers a sympathetic nervous response. So let's just have a little run through here. We'll just do a few breaths. You don't need many of these. You need about three full rounds, three on each side, to really reset the central nervous system. So how do we do this? Let's put our right thumb on our right nostril and close our right nostril with our right thumb and breathe in through the left nostril. Then using your third finger, close your left nostril. Close your left nostril and open your right nostril and breathe out through your right nostril. Exhale through the right. Exhale completely through the right, then inhale completely through the right. You always inhale the one you just exhaled. So inhaling completely through the right, close the right and open the left. And exhale completely through the left. Inhale through the left. And close the left and exhale through the right. Inhale right. Close right, open left, exhale. Inhale left. Close left, open right, exhale. Inhale right. Close right. Open left and exhale. And relax. And just have a moment there. Now, isn't that a beautiful thing? You feel more peaceful. I can feel that peace increased in this call. Peace, more peace in the world. And this is it, you see. We are the most powerful beings there is. Power, power, power. What we're breathing isn't just air. Certainly isn't fresh air for most of us. It's life force, prana. Those particles that you've just breathed in, they take those particles, those atomic particles, and they split those atomic particles and release nuclear energy. So we're breathing that in. So if we're not breathing properly and our central nervous system is stuck on sympathetic mode, we're vibing stress into the atmosphere. That's what we're doing. When we disengage that and we get the parasympathetic activated, we're vibing peace into the atmosphere, creating a more peaceful world and a real platform upon which we can build something extraordinary, an extraordinary version of oneself. So this is what it's all about, the spiritual path, the path of the spiritual warrior, becoming a superhero, real deal. Being able to improve and be a blessing to the world, improve people's lives wherever you go, just by being you, is by making physiological, psychological, psycho-emotional, and spiritual changes, adjustments within yourself. That's all it is. And the way you think, the way you feel, the way you speak, the way you act, the way you behave, the way you use what you've got. That's it. That's all it is. And most of these strategies are extremely simple. And this is one of them. Alternate nostril breathing. Do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. Every day. Over and over and over. Several times a day. Don't forget. Keep doing it. Just that one single thing will improve your life enormously. So, let's carry on. What's the next part of instantly disconnecting from fear and overwhelm? Okay, well, Einstein told us that if we want to, you know, improve a situation, solve a problem, we need to go to the higher level of consciousness. We can't sort it out on the level the problem is or was created. So what does that mean? What's the easy, fast thing to do in order to experience this? Well, when we look out on the world, if we're frightened about some situation and overwhelmed by some situation that appears to be outside of ourselves, whether it's something in the family, friends, business, work, political, environmental, whatever it is that we're looking out there thinking, ooh, this is scary. This is a terrestrial situation. It's an earthly situation. We're thinking earthly thoughts about it. It's all part of our earthly mindset. So what we're going to do is we're going to shift into something called cosmic consciousness. So how do we do this? Well, close your eyes. We've just done the alternate nostril breathing, so we should still be feeling nice and peaceful. If you want to carry on alternate nostril breathing while we're doing this, you can do it. It's perfect. Everything fits together in superhero training and essentially boils down to utter simplicity. So with or without alternate nostril breathing, just be aware of the room around you or the place you're in. The surroundings, just be aware of the surroundings, anything you can hear. And then just expand your awareness to the vicinity around the place that you're in. So if you're in a building, there's an area around you, a little town or a city or something, wherever you are. And now allow your awareness to expand even more, as if you're doing a Google Earth, a zoom out. And you know you're in this country. And then around this country, there's the ocean. Keep zooming out, and there's planet Earth, Mother Earth. There she is. Just floating in space, spinning, spiraling in the solar system, zooming through the galaxy. And you'll notice that there's billions and billions of solar systems in this galaxy, other suns, other stars. Billions and billions of them, all over the place. And there's billions and billions of galaxies full of billions and billions of solar systems, other suns, other stars in this universe. In fact, there are more stars than there are grains of sand on all the beaches and all the deserts of the world combined. More stars than grains of sand on all the beaches and all the deserts of the world combined. In this universe, the quantifiable universe. Just think about that for a moment and see those stars and breathe that cosmic energy. With or without alternate nostril breathing, just breathe the energy of the cosmos. All those stars. And there are billions and billions of universes in this cosmos. So this is what's called cosmic consciousness. And what you're doing is you keep breathing the stars, keep breathing. You're shifting your mind out of the world into the cosmos. So all you're doing is expanding your awareness, opening your mind to what's there. And just because you can't see it most of the time doesn't mean it's not there. Just because you're not aware of the vastness that surrounds you, the infinite, infinitely expanding eternal life, going in every direction forever and ever and ever. Just because you're not aware of that doesn't mean it's not there all of the time. So alternate nostril breathing and cosmic consciousness are two fundamentally extremely powerful tools you can use to instantly disconnect you from fear and overwhelm. Superhero training provides a whole box of tools that you can apply all across the board of your life to implement practical changes in your life situations in a very practical way. Yeah, and you can have an opportunity to join the training or apply for the training at the end of this call. The next thing I want to share with you is how to supercharge your holistic batteries whenever you feel like it. How to plug in physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually into the juju, the real power in life. So there's lots of ways to do this, but I'm going to teach you something very, very powerful now, and it builds on what we've already been doing. So keep breathing. You can keep alternate nostril breathing if you want, but just keep being aware of your breath. And just keep your awareness open to the cosmos around you. Now, you could be doing this anywhere, anytime, any place. It doesn't matter what you're doing. You could be at work. You could be driving. You could be talking to someone. You could even be eating a meal. And you could still be breathing in this way. Now, this is a completely different way of managing your internal resources, the orientation of your mind, how you're managing your breath, completely different to the normal waking state, the normal state of consciousness that we're usually in. Completely different. And this is what it's all about. Being different. So this next piece, supercharging your holistic batteries, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, that means. How do you do that? How do you do that really quickly? Breathing, cosmic consciousness. Now try this. You can bring your hands together if you want into like prayer position in front of your heart. What that does is it connects the energy meridians running through the palms of your hand. It connects the circuit, joins the circuit. And this is your heart fully engaged, the energy of your heart fully engaged here. Now, what I want you to do is to close your eyes and just imagine the whole world, the planet Earth, as a seed. So you've got a seed in your heart. Tiny seed, and it is the whole planet, the planet Earth, the Mother Earth. And just put your hands on your heart, or one hand on your heart. If you've got both hands free, put both. Imagine the Mother Earth there. And just breathe so much love and gratitude into that seed. Just hold the whole world in your heart and breathe love and gratitude. From that cosmic consciousness. Love and gratitude, holding the whole world in your heart. So we're building here. Keep breathing. Cosmic consciousness, love and gratitude into the earth. We're building here some momentum. On what Einstein said about going to a higher level of consciousness, we're shifting up the gears out of our normal waking state. The normal way of perceiving things and responding to things around us into a completely different mindset, a completely different way of using our internal resources. Now, again, this is something that we can do no matter what else, whatever else we're doing, whatever tasks we're engaged in. You can hold your awareness, your attitude, and your breath in this way. And this is the beauty of superhero training, that it allows you to be doing what you're supposed to be doing while you're in the illusion of the world. And this supercharges you. When you're exuding love and gratitude into the whole world, connected to cosmic consciousness, breathing the infinite energy of the cosmos in a parasympathetic activated state of being, believe me, that is supercharging your batteries, big style. So, the next thing, which we can embrace simultaneously as well, is seeing the world for what it truly is and understanding why. The world is not what it appears to be. Huang Po encouraged us never to mistake outward appearance for reality. The world that appears to be real, solid, you can touch, taste, feel, smell it, you can see it, and it hurts sometimes, isn't real in the sense that it's permanent, lasts forever, it endures. Everything's just energy, which is constantly changing its form. So what the world actually is a hologram. It's like a movie that we as consciousness are watching. And the physical body is part of that movie, it's part of that hologram. And none of it's real, it's just held together by thought. by ideas, by belief, by consensus. The mass consciousness of humanity, all these individual souls are projecting this illusion. That's what it is. And what it reflects is what we have inside of us. So when we see all these situations in the world, political deceit, political manipulation, wars, these are all reflections of aspects of our ego's mind, the insane ego, that instead of flowing with the nature of life, instead of allowing its own innocence, its own childlike innocence, to discover in wonder this incredible world, it has agendas. There's a part of you that has agendas, that is living, it's basing its whole existence on these agendas, and is planning ahead strategies to fulfill these agendas. And this is a political way of being. That part of you that thinks about everything, premeditates everything before it does it, that's a political way of living your life. The part of you that will do anything and everything to get what it wants, no matter what, the part of you that will fight for what it wants. So the world is an externalization of the human psyche. That's why Carl Jung said, who looks outside dreams, who looks inside awakes. When we look inside, we awaken. When we look outside, we dream. And superhero training says, let's go in. Let's go in and awaken. And as we do that, the world becomes an extraordinary place. An extraordinary reality emerges. And it can be running simultaneously while other people are living hell. I know that's a fact for me. I see for people suffering in hell every single day. Hundreds and thousands of them. With my own eyes. And meet a lot of them. But I'm living in a wonderful, wonderful world. Truly, truly wonderful. Full of wonder and beauty and fabulous, fabulous beings. It's just my reality. So, when we understand what the world truly is and why it is the way it is, we can release our grip even more, this nervous grip, through this breathing, through this cosmic consciousness, through this attitude of love and gratitude for the whole thing, the wonder of it all, but making it tiny, a tiny, tiny, tiny seed inside of us, so it lives in us, rather than we living in it and being at the mercy of this big thing. It's now a tiny thing inside of us that our infinite self can bless up, can love up, can take a hold of. When we understand why things are the way they are, spiritual beings, eternal beings, that don't need any of these things, have fallen into this spell of materialism, we've been pulled, attracted. By forces of materialism, by the appearance of things, and we believe all this to be real. but none of it actually is. And an incredibly important part of your foundation of moving forward in sanity, wholeness, and true empowerment is realizing that and reaffirming that every single day. And this leads us on to the next point, that why you don't fit in the world is because part of you knows this already. It knows it already. That's why you don't fit. Because you're not really into it. Because it's a lie. It's all based on a lie. We can enjoy all these things while we're here, or we appear to be here in this illusion of life. But living for them, to get, to consume, to have someone or something or lots of things, even to get, you know, to go somewhere, to do something as a reason to be. What you find is when you get there and you have these things and you do this stuff, that in actual fact it's an empty shell. There's something else. And that something else is found through the surrendering, through the embracing, through the accepting, through the relaxing into who you eternally are. You always were that. You always will be that. You are that. Because there's nothing else. And that's why you don't fit. Because part of you knows this. And the other part of you wants to know it more. Fulfilled. You want to become full of this. And this is a beautiful, beautiful thing. And as you do this, you truly live your soul purpose. This is what happens. Your soul, the soul, is after the highest feeling of love imaginable. That's all it's here to do. And that is the return to oneness with all that is. And you can do that right now. You're experiencing that in this call. Through this breath, through that cosmic consciousness. Through the holding the whole world as a seed in your heart with so much love and gratitude. Through seeing the illusion of life for what it truly is and embracing it. Not being frightened of or intimidated of this little facet of it. Embracing it. Being that great. Allowing your consciousness to expand, to open to the truth. This is what you're here to do. This is your soul purpose. And the way to do that is to use your tenderness, the beauty of your tenderness, to connect with that. You see? The beauty of tenderness to connect with that. We've all experienced rough and tough stuff. We've all come through the school of hard knocks. We've all had disappointments and heartbreak in one way or another in our life. And this has tenderized us. It's tenderized us. The wounds that we've experienced along the way. It's tenderized us. It's made our hearts tender. The image of Jesus, the bleeding heart, the sacred heart, it's bleeding, it's dripping blood. Well, that's who we are. It's saying, hey, don't put armor on and beef up and thicken up and densify and desensitize yourself to the world, to life. Take all that stuff off, like David did before he went out and slew Goliath. The king told him he had to wear all this armor to go and slay the, you know, the biggest challenge of his life, which is a mythological communication to you as a spiritual warrior, that the world is going to tell you, the king of the world is going to tell you to put armor on in order for you to face your challenges. But what David shows you as the spiritual warrior, the hero ascending, the child, the puer eternus, ascending, says, no, I have to take it off. Then I can kick his ass. So he put the armor on and then took it off. So we try that way. The world invites us, obliges us to put this armor on. So we step into it and we realize, wow, this is all too dense. I can hardly even move in this stuff. I got to get this off me. Freedom, a greater sense of freedom by removing the armor of the world. All of the false ideas, the false ideals, the false values, the belief and investment in density and physicality and materialism as a way of being, a way of living our lives, as something that we need and is useful to us in order to help us move forward through our challenges in life. Nonsense. It's all a lie. It's just not true. But it's there for us to make the choice so that we exercise free will. And this is what we're here to do. So you've put it on. Now take it off. How do you do that? Through using the beauty of your tenderness, using those wounds, that bleeding heart, to reach out and connect with life. So let's just practice that right now. So there we are breathing, holding the world in our hearts with love and gratitude. Ah, cosmic consciousness, breathing all that energy, all that power, smiling the golden inner smile, look up within. If ever there was a secret above all secrets, smiling the golden inner smile, looking up within with your eyes closed. Oh, I love that one. Letting the golden brain experience get activated. And use your tenderness now. Use the beauty of that tenderness to allow yourself to connect. And you're connecting with the essence of life. This is unity consciousness. And this is what aligns you with eternal currents of bountiful prosperity. An infinite supply. An infinite love. You're aligning with these currents now, literally. That's what life's made of. Bountiful prosperity and infinite love. Infinite supply. Abundance. Never-ending supply. Never-ending. It's not possible for it to end. Only goodness. Only wonderful, wonderful, prosperous, infinite abundance and supply flows through the currents of creation, the real ones. It's always there. It's just us. We cut ourselves off and we get into this sense of lack and resources dwindling and freak out mode. And then the last thing you need just to connect the circuit is to be radiating this energy out. Radiating this energy out. Specifically through prayer and blessings. So you pray for people, you pray for the world, you bless people, you bless the world. And as you do this, silently within you, calling upon, invoking the higher powers, your mighty presence, to through forgiveness. Forgiveness is the main essence. And we're going to be talking a little bit more about this when I really start getting into the tools. How to use them. And this is amazing. Amazing stuff. Here you are plugging into the power. And then there you are directing the power out of you through love, gratitude, forgiveness, blessings and prayer. And as you do this, you are fully connecting this circuit, fully connecting this circuit. And this is what you want: energy flowing in and energy flowing out, energy flowing in, energy flowing out. You standing in the middle of that in cosmic consciousness, parasympathetic activated, love and gratitude state of being in your infinite sense of self, with the seed of the earth in your heart of hearts, radiating blessings of prayer, blessings, forgiveness, blessings of love and gratitude. So this is the way to do things. This is the way to do things. Excuse me if there's a little background noise going on. There's a little celebration going on next door. Nice and timely, as we're celebrating our liberation in life. Raj Yukt, as they call it in the Sanskrit terminology, yogic terminology. So, moving on, just going a little deeper into this, I just want to wrap it up, and I've given you some very powerful tools there, and just want to go over a couple of things. And the breath, alternate nostril breathing, homeostasis, awareness, these are all really, really, really important tools to use. Homeostasis is the balance of your central nervous system. When you're breathing that alternate nostril breathing, your central nervous system is balanced, okay? When you bring your awareness into this cosmic, eternal, infinite field, you're aligning with these incredible currents coming into you. All you need then is to shift your attitude into an attitude of forgiveness, mercy, compassion. The Hawaiians call it ho'oponopono. And we really go into this in a lot of depth in superhero training, show you how to integrate this into every day of your life. There's a few other strategies as well that we use on the training, that such as emotional freedom technique, tapping, very, very, very powerful for unblocking and disengaging patterns of energy that are ground into your body through tapping certain meridians, certain energy centers in the body. There's also something I would recommend for your research, a lady called Byron Katie, who does something called The Work. If you're stuck in thoughts, strong beliefs that you can't shake, she has a wonderful strategy of examining these thoughts and asking if they're true, if they're really, really true. And then questioning if there's any reason for you to hang on to this thought, really. And then asking you a very simple question: who would you be without that thought? Who would you be without that thought? Who would you be without the thought that the world is a bad place? Let's just take this one for example. So anyone that's overwhelmed or in fear, anxious about life, who say, you know, the politics, the war, all of this crazy stuff, this evil manifest in political deceit and all of the manipulation and the murdering of innocent people, the desecration of nature. When we really get into this stuff, anyone that's had a good look at the conspiracy subjects, you know, it's absolutely horrific. Monsters at work. We might go, ooh, you know, this is like the world's a bad place. These people are evil. Is that true? Do you know for a fact that that is 100% true? Is it really, really true? And when we really get down to it, you know, we don't really know if that's 100% true. And when we really look at it from a spiritual equation, from this infinite eternal equation, we can say, well, you know, this is just kind of a natural consequence of a descent into materialism. It's a natural consequence of ego. It's something that just happens because we are, you know, certain choices we make as spiritual beings. These are lessons in life. Is there any reason? Is there any stress-releasing, health-boosting, spiritually energizing reason for you to hang on to this thought? Well, no, there isn't. So who would I be without that thought that the world is that these people are evil and that the world is a bad place, a material world is a bad place? Who would I be without that thought? And what you do is you let that thought go. What you do is because you let that thought go, you just find your way back into this natural underlying state of infinite consciousness that you are, that we were experienced before through the cosmic consciousness and the love and gratitude all the rest of it. So there's other tools as well that we use. One is our voice, using our voice. We use something called toning, using the voice to make certain sounds. Another research project for you is to check out what the Kogis, K-O-G-I, have to say about singing your soul song. Using your voice to sound a tone, a frequency of sorrow, love, and joy. And this is your soul song. Instead of wanting to party all the time and be in these, you know, heightened states of joy or you know, just love. Everything's love. I just want to love. There's this other aspect of the soul, of the human psyche, of the world that is absolutely grieving because there's so much sadness and sorrow in the world. So much sorrow in Mother Nature. The animal kingdom. All of these animals that are being murdered and, you know, brutalized in these factory farms and the industry, agricultural industry, industrial industry, everything. The way it desecrates nature, desecrates the world. Women, the sadness in women. Children. All these children stuck in these schools, some of them without windows. Dreadful, dreadful situations. Prisons psychologically deranging them. The suicide rates in teenagers, you know, students coming out of college in horrendous debt. They'll never pay it off for the rest of life, can't even get a job. And it just goes on and on and on and on, the list of suffering in this world. There's so much sorrow and grief in the human soul. It's very natural for us to feel this. Anyone that's empathetic is going to feel it and is feeling it more and more and more. So dealing with this grief is very important. And indigenous cultures would always have, and still do, grief rituals, grief ceremonies, ritualistic containers for the removal of this stuff, for the expression of this stuff, to get it out. Because if we're suppressing and repressing this grief, then it's going to fester into very poisonous, toxic social behavior. And it's going to come up in people, and they're going to express it within our societies. Because this is how it works. Because everything on the inside is expressed on the outside, you see. So a lot of our psychological disease and disorder is because of grief that is repressed inside of us. And a lot of the empathetics, especially the women, the empaths, empathetic people, people that really feel life more than they think about it, they're grieving, they're doing a lot of grieving right now. They're overwhelmed. A lot of people are just crying. So we need to put this into a ritualistic container and do ceremonies for this and understand, wow, I'm not just crying my tears from my little story, but I might be crying woman's tears or the tears of the earth or children's tears, the sorrow in the human soul. And as when we use the vibration of our voice, when we've used the vibration of sound, and we start to sound out this, oh, 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 sound out this grief through our sound. We release it in an intelligent and actually a health-boosting way. And then, but we need to follow that with, we need to balance that with the song of love. Love for nature, love for God, love for humanity. Love for life, love for the world, love for our mission and purpose in life. Love for the possibility of life. Sound out a tone for that. And that makes you feel so good. And then boost it up again into the song of joy. The tone of joy. The joy. Joy. There's only one reason we can have genuine joy. And that is because the spirit is victorious. The forces of goodness, the eternal nature of life, the spirit of life, is ultimately victorious over all this negativity and illusion that causes all this sorrow. So we can tone our tonal frequencies of joy. You see? Sorrow, love, and joy. It comes from the Kogis, from Colombia, the Mamas and the Papas, and Jasmuheen, my friend Jasmuheen, the breatharian and the light eater who lives on the frequencies of love. Jasmuheen taught me that story. Bless her heart. We love Jasmuheen. So these are just examples of the stuff that we, the more and more tools that we provide with you constantly in superhero training, and help you integrate these tools into every facet of your daily life, all the way across the board. So a couple of last things I just want to wrap up with, and one of them was why old paradigm attitudes, values and ideals are redundant and very dangerous for your health. Why is believing the world based on ego separation, fear of survival, competition, being in these sympathetic, activated cortisol adrenaline states, why is this so dangerous for your health? Because it is. It is. Life is not here for your ego, to sustain your ego. It's not. God is no respecter of persons. Couldn't care less about you as a little person in this world with your little story. You are an infinite, eternal being. You're a spiritual being. God is a spirit. It's a spiritual essence. Life, the essence of life is spiritual. It's energetic. It's not physical. And so none of this physical material stuff can be sustained. It's not sustainable. So any world or reality belief system that is based on physical material, on a physical material paradigm, that I am this thing and there are all these other things outside of me and the world is kind of like a scary place, predatory, and I need to, you know, survive, and in order to do that be in competition with these other things around me, it's nonsense. Those attitudes, values and ideals are redundant. They're over. The reflection of that is the desecration of nature, war, disease, social disorder, social meltdown. Anyone been into any of the inner cities lately, to those schools that are in there, those hospitals that are in there, and seen what's going on? Anybody looked at the children that are being, that are coming out of this culture addicted to all kinds of pharmaceuticals and God knows what else? This is a dysfunctional, unsustainable, disharmonious, diseased culture. It's producing generations of deformed, deranged individuals, absolutely trapped in madness and insanity, addicted to disharmony and everything unnatural. I was sitting next to a young guy at the airport yesterday, praying for him. He was on his way to a recovery center. We had a wonderful connection, and he was such a sweet little angel, but he was half zombie. He was literally, you know, part zombie, and if he continued much more on that way, he was going to be a full zombie, because the spirit will not live in that house. Your spirit will leave. It will leave, and you will have your soul, and the soul has its own charge, but any kind of spirit can come and live in there if you're not in there. And this is a really, really, really serious thing that a lot of people are becoming more and more aware of. This whole evolution in the personal development self-help industry has been a big shift from the egomaniacs manipulating energy, how to win friends and influence people, make shitloads of cash so you can buy shitloads of things. Now, the champions of that industry, they're all gurus and spiritual leaders basing their whole thing on spiritual precepts. And all of these other guys are, you know, are dying of, you know, some disease, going down the toilet, rotting, and you know, spilling the beans, their confessions, their realizations. Well, we got to get hip to all of this and start living, re-emphasizing what's going on inside of us. It's like, yeah, we're here to express in the material world. Yeah, I'm here to do something in the material world. I'm a mover and a shaker. I travel all over the place. I activate so many people everywhere I go. I magnetize people everywhere I go. And I improve the lives of people everywhere I go. Without fail, every single day, everywhere. But I'm living in the real world. It's not a physical material world. It's a spiritual world. So if we're not, then we're in the old paradigm. If we're in the old paradigm, it's extremely dangerous and detrimental to your health. And it's going to catch up with you sooner or later. So I just want to finish with the one single most effective and very simple action you can take to positively enhance your life. What is that? One simple word, prayer. Prayer is not the possession of religion. Religion is a new thing in the human history. It's a new thing, a relatively new thing. Spirituality has been there since the beginning of time. The relative appreciation, the humility of the individual relative to the almighty, eternal, infinite presence all around and within that individual, and the communication through love, through tenderness to that almighty, infinite presence, the petitioning for that, the communication to that for assistance in the alleviation of the suffering and the blessing and the raising up of one's fellow man. This is called prayer. And it is singularly the most powerful and effective thing we can do. If you want to improve your life, the one single thing, just pray for other people. This is Nick Gird, sending you love and blessings. And we're just going to say a prayer to finish. And prayer is so powerful. I'm going to say this prayer, and your lives after this call, guaranteed 100%, will be blessed. You're going to know it. You're going to feel it. Things are going to be different. And it's up to you to keep the ball rolling. Like, for instance, the alternate nostril breathing. When you do it, it feels great. But if you start getting triggered by things around you and you start clicking back into that sympathetic dominant mode, you're going to start feeling rough again. So you've got to keep doing it. Same with prayer. Keep the ball rolling. Go up the gears. Take your life step by step into the most amazing experience ever. Okay? So here's a prayer to finish. In the name of love. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. In the name of love, hallelujah. In the name of love. In the name of love, Almighty Mother, Father, God. We are your children, your humble children. We give you our love and we thank you for your constant love and blessings. We here in our humility and innocence gather today for the betterment of humanity, offering our bodies, minds, hearts and souls to you. Through the amazing grace of the Holy Spirit, calling upon the amazing grace of the Holy Spirit, asking for all these people that are listening to this broadcast, in the name of love, that their lives be blessed, that their lives of their families be blessed, that every one of their friends and everyone that influence, their lives be blessed and they raised up, that they have the courage and the strength to walk the path of right useness, the right useness of their thoughts and words and actions, readjusting themselves constantly and consistently into these currents of eternal love, eternal truth, infinite supply, infinite power, infinite goodness, so that they become a walking, living blessing into the world, in this world, radiating your truth, your light, your peace, your goodness, your power, your grace through themselves, a surrendered, innocent, beauty-filled ambassadors of purity and love in this world of form for the highest good of all beings forever and ever and ever. In the name of love, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. In the name of love, hallelujah. Please help all the people that are listening to this call to forgive each other, forgive themselves, be at peace with each other, be at peace with themselves. Love each other and love themselves forever and ever and ever. Please help all their ancestors, the families of all these people listening to these calls, to forgive each other, forgive themselves, be at peace with each other, be at peace with themselves. Love each other and love themselves forever and ever and ever. Please help all humanity throughout all space and time, past, present, and future, to forgive each other, forgive themselves, be at peace with each other, be at peace with themselves, love each other and love themselves forever and ever and ever. In the name of love, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. In the name of love, hallelujah, in the name of love. Blessings, blessings, blessings. This is Nick Good sending you blessings. Looking forward to connecting with you soon on Superhero Training. Aloha.